Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. As everybody knows, we will have the call of LAFC and the Houston Dynamo this Saturday. Pregame show will kick off at 2 o'clock, and star-studded LAFC will be coming to town, and including one of their players, Corey Baird, who's won a number of national titles at Stanford and has been playing up front for Bob Bradley and LAFC, and he joins us now. Corey, thanks so much for coming on the program.
No problem. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Listen, just talk to me a little bit about, the move to LAFC and how things maybe are different for you as a professional athlete coming from another club.
Yeah, I think I got pretty accustomed to life in Salt Lake. The move kind of came out of nowhere on my end. But I think when a team of LAFC's caliber wants you, it's an exciting moment. And getting to play with some of the guys on the team here, getting to work under Bob, I think it's all just exciting for me, and I just want to take it in stride and make the most of this opportunity.
When you first heard about it, what are the emotions that go through your head?
It was a big shocker. My girlfriend had just moved in 10 days prior, so we're just kind of hanging stuff up on the wall, not really getting ready for a move. But once I kind of settled in a little bit more thinking about it, I think this is, out of the teams around the league, this is one of the top teams I would have wanted to go to. So I'm excited for it. I'm happy to be here.
And we're not throwing stones here, but the professionalism top to bottom at LAFC, it's got to be something unique.
Yeah, I think they do a great job really integrating everyone and making everyone here feel important and making sure that it's an environment that no matter who you are, you can get better.
Talk to me about Bob Bradley and the type of manager he is and what it's like working under him, because certainly he's a very intense, passionate coach.
Yeah, I think intense is a good way to put it. Even on some days where things can be lighter, he's still expecting your mind to be working and you to be doing the right things and not just taking days off. So up and down the ladder of the team, I'd say like no one can just take a day off. You got to give it your all every day. And that level in training, I think, translates to the high tempo we want to play in games.
What's the first thing that Bob says to you, Bob Bradley says to you when you get to LA and in your first conversations? I mean, how does he sort of open the door talking to you after acquiring you and kind of letting you know why he wants you here and kind of maybe what his expectations are?
Talk to me a little bit about where I might be playing and just the things he's looking from players in those positions. And as he was telling me that, I felt like a lot of the things that he was looking for guys to do in those spots were things that I would say are strengths of mine. So it was exciting for me that he thought I would fit into that. And I think I do fit into the way the team plays. And it's been fun getting to know the other guys and really start to mesh and develop some chemistry with them.
Is it fun to play in a high pressing tempo system like this with LAFC? And of course, I would think you're a perfect fit for it. I could see why he's bringing you into this system.
Yeah. I'm someone who I think I definitely like playing on the front foot. I think as an attacker, it's not fun to sit in. You want to go out the other team. You want to get the ball back. So I think I'd much rather be doing that than just sitting back, tracking back. I'd rather be on the front foot, taking to the game to them.
Talking to attacker Corey Baird of LAFC. They come into Houston this weekend to take on the Houston Dynamo this Saturday afternoon. Corey, how is it different without Diego Rossi and Carlos Vela? Obviously, it's opportunity for others, but how is it different for LAFC?
I don't think it's been too different for us. It's, you lack that little bit of, if we're not playing great, we know these guys can create something special out of nothing. So might have to work a little harder for your chances. They're not going to come as easy. Maybe they take a lot of focus away from you and the defense is so worried about them. Spaces might open up a little bit more for yourself, but I think for us, the way we play, it's not we change based on them being in the team or not. It's very much this is what's expected from these positions, and this is what we want you to be doing. So I think it's from my perspective, I'm going out there trying to do the exact same thing, whether they're on the field or not. They just make my job a little easier sometimes.
So when you're in training with Vela and Rossi, and look, you're a professional in your own right. You've earned everything you've done. I've watched your college career. You were at the top of your game in college at Stanford. Are there times when you're watching these guys in training, you pick things up, or you know, you just kind of go, wow, you know, I'm really playing with some pretty elite guys here?
I try and not think too much about the getting into the wow factor of, you could say, Carlos's career, some of the teams he's played for, and try and really focus on yourself and that you belong there. Not being much of a fan there because they got just kind of set you back. But you do see them do some things in training, and you're just like, well, yeah, that's Carlos. That's what he's going to do. Like, it's incredible. But definitely have picked up on some little things just through talking to them, little things that different ways they see the game. Little nuances that they find, like, oh, if your body position's this way, you're a couple yards that way. So tips and stuff to get you in the ball in a little bit better of a spot.
Yeah, what's a little subtle thing? So my first year in the pros, I learned a little subtle thing, you know, from a veteran center back that just, you know, when you think about it, you go, how could I not have been doing this for this long, right? Is there any little subtle thing that you've picked up in your early years of Major League Soccer that you just kind of make that kind of same comment to yourself about, wow, that's maybe something subtle, but it's something that can make a big difference?
I think Diego does a great job of receiving the ball moving quickly, where that first touch is always a good first touch out in front of him, where he can really go at defenders. And with his speed, that touch could be past them. That touch could be under control, where now he's moving at speed at a guy so that the dribble now becomes easier. And it doesn't look like anything that impressive, but it sets him up really well to really get at teams and be dangerous.
Corey Baer joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Corey, just how many titles at Stanford now? Just remind me here for a second.
Three national championships and four Pac-12s.
Is that all? Huh? Okay. Three national titles at Stanford, including one here in Houston at BBVA Stadium. So you're going back into the stadium where you won a national title and you had some very fond memories, apart from the field being not very good that day. I remember that.
It was a little green with some of the spray paint.
So just talk about your time under Jeremy Gunn at Stanford and what that has meant for your pro career, because you know, you made the jump from the college game. You've made it successfully. You were at a program that was very professional under Jeremy. Just speak about that program setting you up and preparing you for MLS.
Yeah, I think it helped a lot with my mentality and the way I looked at the game. And just might not always be pretty, but you got to find a way to win. And the hard work that is required to do that, I think going into it, I may have been a little stubborn, a little bit thinking like, oh, like this is the way I think things should go, and kind of like idealized the way I thought soccer should be, and without the grit on the other side of the ball, some of the hard work that was required. And I think through my time there, I kind of realized, okay, like it's not always going to be this pretty game. Like you have to be able to battle. You have to be able to roll your sleeves up when things aren't going your way and find ways to win. And I think it's something we did great there, and it shows with the titles we won. But we weren't always the best team out there, but we found ways to win no matter how we had to do it.
Corey Baer joining us here. I was always amazed at your work ethic, obviously, which is important in the modern game. You've reiterated that a bunch. Did you have that as a youth player? Have you always had that, or was that something that was sort of developed and learned?
I'd like to think I worked hard as a youth player, but I definitely think as I got older, I realized I needed to do a little bit more. And I think as a kid, I may have been, I guess, like technically gifted, but I kind of I realized probably around like 17, 18, 19 that's not going to get me the whole way. And there's going to be guys that are coming around that are better than me technically. Better soccer players than I am, but if I also added another facet to my game, it just makes me that much better of a player.
All right, your first game of the year, you played Austin FC, you scored in that game. That had to feel pretty good to get into Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, definitely want to start things out on the right foot, getting a win to start the season. Definitely felt nice for us, and it's just kind of all the hard work we've done throughout preseason, it kind of showed there.
Any thoughts on Houston? Have you seen any of their games yet? Have you dug into any tape yet? Any general thoughts about the Houston Dynamo?
I haven't watched them too much this year. I think I caught like a second half of one of their games earlier. I think we're going over some video tomorrow, so we'll get a better idea of what exactly they're looking to do.
Corey, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you doing this interview, giving us the LAFC perspective, and best of luck in the rest of your career.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Corey Baird. We'll take a break here. It's all brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.